is the Jill Bennett Show on 980 CKNW.
Would you be surprised if you found out you had money sitting in an account somewhere, money you had completely forgotten about? Well, if you did, you would not be alone, because millions of dollars are sitting in unclaimed accounts. These are unclaimed funds, and they are available to the people who rightfully own them. So we are going to talk a little bit more about this with the BC Unclaimed Property Society. This is a group that has been doing this, reuniting British Columbians with their funds for 20 years. And joining me now is Executive Director of the BC Unclaimed Property Society, Sherry McLennan. Sherry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here today.
Well, it's always such an interesting one, I find, because there is so much money. And in case there's any confusion, I know your group had a bit of a name change, so people might remember it as a different name, but you are now the BC Unclaimed Property Society. Can you give us just a quick recap on what exactly the society does?
Sure. The society is a nonprofit, and as you said, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, so we've been reuniting people with their lost or forgotten funds for 20 years. And when we can't find the owners of the funds, we transfer a certain number of funds to the Vancouver Foundation, and that allows us to make a social impact so these unclaimed funds are put to work.
All right. And let's talk about where things stand this year. And am I reading this number correctly in that there are more than $190 million currently in unclaimed funds available in BC?
There is. That's the amount we have in our database. We've been tracking, government's been tracking since 1859, and we took over the program from the government in 2003. So it's a lot of money.
And what kind of accounts are people forgetting about, or why are we seeing this money just sitting there?
Well, there's lots of reasons. A lot of the time people move and they forget to change their address with all the institutions that hold their money, or it could be an account like an RRSP that you don't look at very frequently. Sometimes when marriages break down, there's an account that gets forgotten about, and both parties are setting up new accounts. So just forgetting to follow up is one of the main reasons why there's unclaimed funds. And the other main reason is that people don't know they're entitled to the money. So again, it could be moving. They didn't tell their employer or past employer and leave a forwarding address. There's unpaid wages. Another big one is inheritances. Eccentric Aunt Susie maybe did have a lot of money under her mattress, right? And for me, one of the ones that's really interesting is proceeds paid into court during litigation. Money gets paid in, there's a court order made, pay this money in, you know, it's a foreclosure, it's a debt action, and then nobody follows up to get the money paid out, and it becomes unclaimed. So that's a big one.
I understand as well. Well, before we get to this rather large amount, is it generally under a certain amount of money, or is it around the same amount, or is it vary widely?
It varies widely. The median for our claims, so 50%, up to 50% are under $500. But I can tell you last year, our average claim paid out was over $4,000. So there's quite a range.
Wow. And tell us a bit about this is an unclaimed estate. And from what I'm understanding, this is the largest unclaimed amount that you've seen.
Yes, that's right. We can't say too much about any of the particulars because of privacy reasons. But yes, this $1.9 million estate is there to be taken.
That it just seems like such a big amount that and I know you can't go into great details, but is this surprising to you even that you're dealing with a $1.9 million estate that has not been claimed?
Well, it is surprising. It's very large, but our previous wills and estates legislation was quite complex in terms of having to track everybody in your family tree. The legislation was changed a number of years ago to simplify things, but for some of the older estates, it does make it more complicated for people to claim the funds.
Hmm. All right. So what can people do then? I understand as well, even though all of this money is still sitting not claimed, you have seen an increase in people at least checking to see if maybe they or close relatives have any of this money sitting out there.
We have. We actually saw a 76% increase in inquiries last year, which was amazing. It's probably because of inflation-driven consumer prices higher and people are feeling, you know, the household budget being squeezed. But it's really terrific that they're looking. And all they have to do is go to our website, bcunclaimed.ca, and enter their name in the search bar. They'll see it right on the homepage. It couldn't be easier.
And how do you know it's actually you, though, in that there would be people in the province, if you're putting your name in, there could potentially be somebody else with the same name?
Sure. Well, once you find your name, we invite you then to set up an account, and we will send you a letter, give you a little bit more information about the unclaimed funds, and then it's up to you to prove that you are the right Michael Smith, or as the case may be. And so we do give people advice on how to do that. We give them information on our website as well. But generally what we're looking for is some kind of documentary evidence that connects them to the claim. So it's a forgotten credit union account. It's an old statement that shows they had that account at the credit union. And then they have some government ID, proves who they are, and we're done.
All right. How long does it take for an account to be considered unclaimed or, I guess, abandoned? How long does it have to be like that until you get involved?
There's a variety of time frames because it's all set out in legislation. So it ranges from 1 year to 10 years. So sometimes the money is pretty old by the time it reaches us.
All right. And like you said, then people can do this and then go through the process of proving that it's theirs. What if it's somebody, say, that has a power of attorney or is a relative of somebody and maybe that person has passed away? Is there anything they can do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We support people and walk them through the steps that they need to take, you know, because we can deal with executors and powers of attorney, no problem.
All right. And like you said as well, then you mentioned that there has been a big increase in people making the inquiries and at least checking it out. Is the goal here, I know like you said that you support through the Vancouver Foundation and there's that support, but is the ultimate goal you would like to reconnect everybody with all of this money that's sitting out there?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the perfect state, is to get everybody, you know, reunited with their funds. It's their money. They deserve to have it back, and it's meaningful for many people to recover those funds.
And can you tell us again, just give the website, because I'm guessing there are going to be a lot of people punching in their names and perhaps the names of some close relatives into the search box. So where can people go again to do this?
Sure. It's bcunclaimed.ca. Cheaper than a scratch and win. It's free.
All right. Sherry, thank you so much for joining and for talking about this today. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Sherry McLennan, Executive Director of the BC Unclaimed Property Society. And chances are you're not going to lay claim to the $1.9 million estate that is still unclaimed. But you never know. You might have some money sitting out there. Again, bcunclaimed.org. CA, I believe, was the website. I should have written that down. That's the BC Unclaimed Property website. That's where you can learn all about it and find the search engine. Well, when we come